很多朋友问我
Many friends ask me
怎么能够提高自己的认知
How can Lao Yang improve his cognition?
说
Well
老杨文化不高书
Old Yang is not cultured
读得少认
Read less books
认知挺高的
I'm tall
可以分享一下啊
Sure, I can share it with you
提高认知，未来社会是一个很重要的一件事情。
Improving cognition is an important thing for the future society.
首先你要有意识，意识。
First, you need to be aware of yourself.
就是未来是 AI 时代。
In the era of intelligent systems.
人工智能时代。
In the age of artificial intelligence.
人还要回到人。
People must return to people.
要理解。
To understand.
第一。
First.
要培养自己的意识。
To cultivate one's own consciousness.
要知道自己未来应该理解到人要回归成为人。
To know what one should understand in the future, one must return to being a human.
第二个是认识。
The second is to understand.
认识什么呢？
What do you know?
重新认识自己。
Re-recognize yourself.
认识这个世界。
Understand the world.
认识自己的不足。
Recognize your own shortcomings.
又认识自己的匮乏。
Recognize your own deficiencies.
重新用全新的眼光放空自己。
Re-evaluate your self-awareness from a new perspective.
去重新认识这个世界，有了意识。
I have realized that
有了认识以后
after understanding
你要有常识
you should have common sense
你要学会一点常识
you need to learn some common sense
你要知道什么是真相
you want to know what is the truth
有了常识
with common sense
你才能够知道哪些话是对的哪些
You are the only one who knows which ones are for which.
这是常识。
This is common sense.
好。
Okay.
你得学习知识。
You need to learn knowledge.
要具体的某个领域的知识。
Specific knowledge in a particular field.
你不可能什么都懂。
You can't know everything.
但是你要必须要锻炼自己在某一个领域的专业的知识。
But you must also make sure to develop your professional knowledge in a specific field.
那么你就应该系统性的扎根在某一个垂直领域去学知识。
Then you should systematically focus on a specific vertical field to learn knowledge.
当你有了知识了以后
Once you have knowledge.
在某个领域成为小小的专家。
Become a small expert in a field.
还有一个叫通识，通识是什么？
What is 通识？
就是你可以跨领域、跨学科。
You can cross domains and disciplines.
跨行业的去了解一些东西。
To learn something from different industries.
你就会成为跨行业的专家，叫通识。
You will become a generalist with expertise across industries.
你要去看这个世界。
You should go and see the world.
用自己的角度去长见识。
Develop your own perspective.
看世界。
Look at the world.
找自己。
To find common ground.
还要学胆识。
Still need to learn courage.
胆识是什么？
What is courage?
就是你敢去做一些事情。
That's what it means to be brave, to do something.
就是你敢去看世界。
That's you daring to see the world.
你知道我去自驾万里茶道。
Do you know that I drove my car for thousands of miles and took many detours?
就很容易。
It's very easy.
就是我有胆识。
I am brave.
有胆识以后，你还要学一点赏识。
Once you have the courage, you should also learn to appreciate.
赏识是什么
？What is incentive?
就是你要学会欣赏别人。
You should learn to appreciate others.
自己要变得谦卑、谦虚、谦卑。
I should be humble and modest.
就放低自己，赏识他。
Just let yourself enjoy it.
然后就是要有共识，跟世界上未来的先进的文化。
Then we need to have consensus with the world's future advanced culture.
未来先进的科技成共识。
Future advanced technology consensus.
大家都会觉得未来是人工智能 AI 时代。
Everyone thinks that the future is the age of artificial intelligence AI.
那么你就要有共识。
Then you need to reach an agreement.
你能跟马斯克、黄仁勋说的东西。
What you can say to Musk's yellow man.
你能理解被这个时代给抛弃的驴驴吧。
Can you understand the field that has been abandoned by this era? First, you must be conscious.
现在在一个巨大变革的历史时代。
In the current era of great transformation,
你要有意识去换一种思维方式。
You need to consciously switch to a different way of thinking.
第二。
Second,
你要认识，全新的认识自己。
You need to get to know yourself better.
认识这个世界。
Understand the world.
你要有常识。
You should have common sense.
常识就知道基本的，不是专业学的东西。
Common sense tells us that basic knowledge is not professional knowledge.
你也知道哪个是对的。
You also know which one is correct.
哪个是不对？
Which one is wrong?
有了常识以后，
With common sense,
你要在某一个领域要有专业的知识。
You need to have professional knowledge in a certain field.
有系统的去学一些知识。
Systematically learn some knowledge.
有了知识以后，
With knowledge,
还要去有通识。
Still need to have insight,
跨领域,
interdisciplinary,
跨行业,
cross industry,
跨专业的,
interdisciplinary,
去了解一些东西,
to find out something,
还是那句话,
still the same thing,
逻辑学, 对我们国家是不叫逻辑学的, AI 时代,
in an era where AI is not called logic, it is important for our country to have a strong understanding of logic.
你就应该多学。
You should study more.
心理学。
Psychology.
逻辑学。
Logic.
甚至跨领域。
Even interdisciplinary.
跨行业的量子力学等等。
Quantum mechanics, as well as other fields such as cross industry.
通识以后要给自己长见识。
After the history, I need to broaden my horizons.
你靠书本。
You rely on books.
靠填鸭式的学习。
Through rote learning.
你学不到的东西。
Things that cannot be learned.
要靠你的人生经历。
It depends on your life experience.
你要去看这个世界。
You should go and see the world.
走进大自然。
Enter nature.
走到世界各地去看，长见识。
Go to all over the world to see new things.
长了见识以后。
Having gained experience.
你要有胆识。
You need to have courage.
你有胆量才能看世界。
Only those with courage can see the world.
对吧?
Right?
你做决策、做选择的时候有胆识。
When making decisions and making choices, you have courage.
是，胆识什么?
What is courage?
啊，我有很多朋友。
I have many friends.
现在孩子才三四岁。
Now the child is 34 years old.
对，五六岁就决定不让他上学了。
Decide not to send him to school at the age of 5 or 6.
不要去学校读书。
Don't go to school.
这就是胆识。
This is courage.
有勇气去做一些选择。
To make some choices.
不再让自己的孩子去上传统的教育了。
No longer let my children go to traditional schools.
这也是胆识。
This is also courage.
有的人会说他，你就毁了自己的孩子。
Some people will say you ruined your child.
但是他说，我的孩子，我会教育好。
But he said that I would educate my children well.
我要有这个勇气。
I want to have the courage.
我有这个胆量。
I have this thought.
因为基本的大部分的教育学的知识已经不需要去学了。
Because most of the basic educational knowledge is no longer needed to learn.
哎呀。
Oh no.
全部改变了所有的。有胆识以后要赏识，赏识自己。
Everything has changed, and those with foresight will now recognize and appreciate themselves.
认可自己，赏识自己。
Recognize and appreciate your own strengths.
这个他人，你自己会变得谦卑。
You will become humble.
变得低。
Well,
低调谦虚。最后还要有共识，跟优秀的人形成共识。
Humility, agreement, and consensus with outstanding people are essential.
跟大家都认可的一些先进的理念。
With the widely accepted advanced concepts.
念先进前瞻性的这种预测。
Advanced foresight in this prediction.
测或者一些未来发展的一种趋势的判断。
Or some predictions about future trends.
形成一种共识。
Reach a consensus.
我觉得把这九个识，你能理解它，捋一遍，我觉得你基本上就不会被未来这个时代抛弃吧。
I think if you can understand him, you will basically not be left behind in this era.